As promised, we are joined right now by the head coach of the L.A. Chargers. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion. He is entering his fourth season as the Chargers head coach. He agreed to an extension earlier this month. We consider him a good friend of the program. He is Anthony Lynn. Anthony, good to have you back. How are you?
Good to be back, Ron. I'm good, man.
Good.
Here at the combine. Might win some talent.
I'll tell you what, before I talk about the combine and you finding some talent, you and I, when we talk in the past, I always appreciate your approach to the offseason. And one of the things that we talk about are our conversations are about how life is bigger than football. So I know you're going to make time for football. I know it's always going to be a top priority, but how are you doing these days? How is your life?
Well, it's good. It's good. You know, it's been probably busier this offseason than most. You know, I hate like hell coming off of a losing season. I'm trying to fix the problems right now. You know, a lot of times coaches get away and take a break. But for me, it's been it would be easier for me to get away and take a break and relax once I get going with the process. So that's what we're doing right now.
All right, so what about that process? As you mentioned, the season did not go the way you had hoped. You lost six of your last seven. So how did you go about processing that? In other words, do you try to learn from that quickly, or do you move on and use that as motivation?
Well, I tell you, when you have a season the way we had, you do learn a lot. You learn a lot about yourself forward now, though. You know, we're looking at our personnel. We're looking at what we need, what we want. You know, we got a couple new coaching hires, looking at doing some different things system-wise. We got to figure out a way to win, you know, get back to winning close games. You know, it's not like we forgot. We just didn't get it done last year, but you know, losing nine games by one score, that was very painful and frustrating. And, you know, it's a long season.
Anthony Lynn, my guest. So in terms of that, nine losses by 7 points or less, in terms of that process, does that make you feel like you were close to something really special, or do you consider a loss no matter what the score was?
You know, to me, a loss is a loss. There are no moral victories. But I know it speaks to the locker room that I have. Those guys, they don't quit. They fight. And as coaches, we have to do a better job of putting them in positions to win football games. We got to figure out a way to win those close games. And like I said, that's something that I feel like we did my first couple of years here. And for whatever reason, last year, the turnovers came back, and we just turned the ball over too much. I mean, with 31st and giveaways, 32nd and least amount of takeaways, you're just not going to win a lot of games like that. We got to do better.
Anthony Lynn joining us. I know you're looking ahead, but let me ask you this, because earlier in the offseason, we had the announcement that the team and Philip Rivers were parting ways. As you look back on your time with him, what was he like to coach, and what kind of memories do you have of Phil?
I tell you what, we're going to miss him. Just his personality, his work ethic. He's a pro's pro. I have not been around a football pro that works harder than Philip Rivers, you know. But, you know, it's 16 years of having him underneath the center. You know, you always feel like you had a chance to win because of him. But it was time. You know, it was a mutual decision. He's looking forward to new challenges in his life. And I'm excited about the direction that we're headed. So looking forward to it.
Right, so that direction you're headed, the natural question then is, who takes his place at quarterback? You were with Tyrod Taylor in Buffalo. I can tell you're going to answer that one. You know, you were with Tyrod Taylor in Buffalo, so you know what he can do. I've made the point in the past that I don't think people fully appreciate how good and how effective a player he is. What do you see when you watch Taylor play?
You know, that's funny you say that, because I was thinking the same thing, and I don't think people do appreciate what he brings to the game. I think every year that he's had a chance to start, he's led the league in least amount of turnovers, so he's not going to beat you. And I do believe in this league, you lose more games than you win. And so, you know, having a guy like that in that position is very critical. But he's gotten better since the last time I had him. You know, I mean, we were a number one rush team in the league, and we were a top 10 pass team until I had to sit him down that last game that we played, and not because I was the top 10. But this young man can do a lot of things. He's very intelligent, and I tell you that his teammates love him, and they will follow him. If he's the guy, I have no problem with that at all.
Anthony Lynn joining us. You know, so bottom line, you can't get into certain things about potential quarterbacks, but you talked about the importance of having guys that like a guy, guys will follow a guy. You certainly want to take care of the football. What are the attributes you're looking for in a starting quarterback? What lets you know that somebody is the right guy to lead your team?
Well, you know, I just I look at patterns in this playing, and, you know, if a guy values the football, you know, how he responds under pressure, how do you bounce back from adversity? You have to study these guys and see if they're leaders, if his teammates look up to him, if the teammates follow them. Because you need all those intangibles at that position. All the great ones have that. But and obviously production. You want to see the production.
Anthony Lynn joining us for a few more moments. Now, you made the point that in the past, that being a good coordinator does not necessarily mean that somebody is going to be a good head coach because the skill sets are so different. You were a position coach. You were an assistant head coach your entire career. Then you had one season as a coordinator, and then you became a head coach. So how different are you now as a head coach than in your first season?
Probably a lot more confident and sure about the things that I'm doing because – you can say what you want. You can prepare all you want. You can have all the mentors in the world. But until you're under that microscope, there's a lot you don't know. And there are things that you learn. And I just feel like going into my fourth year, I'm very comfortable in my skin right now, very comfortable. And I'm very comfortable in my abilities to put together a winning football team and lead an organization. So I'm excited about the guys that I'm working with. And the prospects that we may bring on our football team.
Anthony Lynn joining us. What about that? You've got that sixth pick overall. So when you're looking at that, how do you in the front office go about evaluating players and identifying the ones who'd be a good fit for the team? What are you looking for exactly?
It's a few things. You can always look at offensive line. You can always look at a future quarterback. You can always look at a shutdown corner. A number of pass rushers. I mean, you never have enough of those. There's just so many things. But we usually take the best available. And I don't think you can go wrong when you take the best available. But that's the process that we're working through right now, just trying to figure that out.
So before I let you go, last July you went to Tanzania with your wife, your daughter, and your son to open up a school that you and your family foundation made a reality. What's it mean to you to know the impact that you're having thousands of miles away from where you are right now? What's that like?
It's special, just being over there and being with the people and the kids and just seeing how appreciative they were of the things that we did with the other people that we went with. It was just a special time, and I don't think about it much. But when I get off time now, I do think about it, and I wonder what they're doing and how they're doing. And I'm probably going to go back over for 3 or 4 days this summer when I get a break and just make sure things are running smoothly. But it's what we were put here on earth for, is to be a blessing. And I'm just fortunate to be in a position where I can do that.
And you have such a strong desire to give back. How much of that comes from your mother, Betty, and what you learned from her growing up?
Oh, my mother would give you the shirt off her back if she had to. She's just, she believed in serving. She'd rather serve than be served. And she just kind of taught us to treat people the way we want to be treated. She's a woman of faith, and I got all the respect in the world for her, but she's very strong at the same time.
So finally, how much does that experience impact you as a person and as a leader?
I think every day. I think without a doubt, that she's my rock, and I've had other mentors in my life besides my mother, but my mother is no doubt, she's number one.
He is a two-time Super Bowl champion, the head coach of the L.A. Chargers, entering that fourth season as head coach. He agreed to an extension with the team earlier this month and getting ready for the upcoming draft, and the combine is underway. Anthony Lynn, my guest. Good to run you down, Coach. Thanks so much. I appreciate you.
Always, bro. Always, man.
You too, Anthony. You too, man. Be good. Always good to talk to you. And Anthony Lynn, every time I put him on the program, I want to do better. I want to do more. I want to be tougher. She's kind of got that it. I always feel great talking to him. 1-800-636-8686. It's kind of like a man's man. It's a very, very tough individual. Tough-minded, tough physically. And he's going to stay the course. He's not letting go of the rope, is what I'm saying.